What's up, y'all? This is Rare Breed, and you're listening to the Rare Breed Theory. All my diehard listeners, hit that like button. Did you know you're only getting access to 50% of my content? If you want access to everything, all you gotta do is join my Patreon for $5 a month. Make sure you subscribe and hit the bell so you get notified when I drop a new video. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So make sure you join my mailing list, link below, and join me on other platforms. And this is what I need you guys to do to make this video and this channel go viral. First, hit the like button. Next, make sure you comment. I don't care what it is, just make sure you keep it clean and speaking code. You know how the tube get. Last thing you could do is watch this video to the end, at the very least, halfway through. It really helped with the algorithm. Let's get into the video.
What would you think would be the best and worst thing about being a woman?
The best thing about being a woman is you have tits, and you actually have like a lot more opportunity. So like, if there's like opportunity for like using your body and stuff like that, you know, like guys don't have that opportunity. Like girls don't like seeing your dick. Guys like seeing your tits. So I think that's a bonus. Worst thing about being a woman is they're not funny at all. I think their jokes are shit. If they think that they're funny, they're probably like a 5 out of 10 funny. Okay. Funny to their friends.
I mean, yeah, this guy's pretty much spot on. Women have a lot of opportunities that guys don't. Women have the opportunity to live life on easy mode and still be respected by the masses. You could just find a man that'll go to work for you and take care of you. And if you wanted to, you could sit home or do whatever you want. Start a business, or you could start an OnlyFans and become rich off of OnlyFans. You don't have to have talent to be successful. And you don't have to work hard to be successful. That's the best part of being a woman. The worst part is having to deal with the hell that is constantly going on in a woman's mind. It's not worth it. To me, the benefits wouldn't be worth the cons.
Girls are powerful. Girls are strong. Girl boss, you can do whatever you want. Be a strong woman.
Okay.
She don't believe that. She heard that on TikTok, Instagram, and her favorite reality shows. Women don't believe this shit. They're just repeating what they heard other people say and other women say. You rarely hear a woman formulate an original thought. They always speaking from quotes they seen on Instagram and shit and TikTok memes.
Are beautiful women more privileged or disadvantaged by their looks?
Both.
Okay, well, they're definitely both, but...
So thank you for asking that.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, there's definitely disadvantages, but I mean, if the privileges didn't outweigh the disadvantages, would any woman ever bother getting plastic surgery?
Well, see, that's the thing. I had a reduction of my breasts. They're still large, and I still get too much attention, and that's why I...
Think about that for a minute. This woman, I'm not trying to do that, but I'm just saying. This woman here says she get too much attention. So what was I just saying before? No matter what, you don't even have to be attractive. If you got tits, you a female, yes, you're going to get a lot of attention. Still too much, even looking like her. No disrespect.
Got rid of them. But being attractive, you still always get attention from men. And I don't know how to say you don't want it because you don't want it. But then you do want it, right?
Right. Well, let me ask this. Would you be willing to give up the occasional unwanted attention, catcalling, harassment, if it meant you never got any attention whatsoever or special treatment from men?
Exactly. That's the whole key, because exactly. I hate the attention, but then when I feel unattractive and I don't get the attention, it's like,
But this is why you don't listen to women. This is why we can't have a society where women are equal, where we're taking what women say and their thoughts serious as we take men's thoughts. Because women are a walking contradiction and usually a walking ball of misery. These are the people we want to have equal say in how our world runs. Even the cute girl on the left is kind of smiling like this is absolutely ridiculous. They know they're ridiculous, but they think you're even more ridiculous for giving in to their demands. Like, do this guy not know I'm a nutcase? Do these guys not know we're nutcases?
I don't love that either.
So wouldn't that be like saying I want to be a celebrity, but I never want to deal with paparazzi?
Exactly.
Well, I'm just saying, isn't that like saying I want all the privileges without any of the accountability that comes with
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Well, keep saying exactly, like, yes, I'm proud. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense, but yes, exactly. That's what we want. I know it's crazy, but yeah, exactly.
Well, isn't that having your cake and eating it too?
Yeah.
Okay, but is that fair?
No, and that's what I'm okay hate with about that. All of it, because that's what's so hard about raising a child, too, where I'm like, it's not about looks and...
If there was one thing you wish men understood better about women, what would it be?
They don't know because they don't understand themselves.
I would
say
the fact that there really is an orgasm gap. And men need to understand that and realize that when you have sex, guys are probably going to get off. But girls, it's a lot harder for us to do that. So they need to understand that and own that.
Why do women expect men to be good in bed?
That's because sex technically isn't meant for women to get off. From a biological standpoint, the purpose of sex is for a man to get off and create a baby. Maybe that's why it's so hard for women to have orgasms, because it biologically doesn't matter if you have an orgasm.
Some women complain about the fact that we live in a man's world because how hard it is to live in a man's world, because we try to...
They don't give us enough credit.
That's true. I agree. They don't give us enough credit.
How much is enough credit? Like, what do you want men to do that they're not doing already?
I feel like...
See? You see how hard it is for them to explain what they believe? They just are repeating, like I said, what they heard on social media and reality TV shows. They know they're unhappy, but they can't even explain why they're unhappy. They feel like they're getting slighted, but they can't even explain how they're getting slighted. They just talking. They love to bitch. They love to complain. They love to play victim. There is no substance behind it. It doesn't have to be any truth or substance behind what they're saying. They're not used to people questioning them. They're used to being able to say these quick little quotes and people being like, oh yeah, you go girl, you right. And that being the end of it. And then if a man tried to question them, they used to just saying, you were intel, you were this, you were that, you broke, you hate your mama. They used to just end in the conversation like that so they don't have to formulate any real intellectual thoughts.
We literally get paid to take pictures with people.
Right, like, we get free rides, stuff like that.
I get free stuff daily. Like free weed, free everything. You can ask me to get anything, I'll get it for free. I don't have to give up vagina. I don't have to kiss nobody. I don't have to do nothing. I don't have to work. I literally make my rent off taking pictures of people.
It's going to start drying up once them wrinkles start coming in. Then what you going to do? See, that's the disadvantage of it. When you're pretty and young and you got all this stuff thrown at you and given to you for free, you don't know what to do when that slows up because you never lived in a reality where you're not getting your ass kissed. So when you start getting old and you're not getting that attention and free shit no more, you don't know what to do genuinely. You don't even know how to be a decent human being because you've been a stuck-up snob all your life because you had the privilege to.
Really walk down the street, I get hella free rides, hella free shit. I literally just got paid $200 to sweep and mop a house today just because I was pretty. And men just don't get that.
Right.
But a man can be cute as fuck.
Well, tell me this then. Like, with all those privileges that you just listed that so many women, you know, have access to, why do you think there are so many women who complain about just how difficult it is to be a woman in our society?
Because bitches are...
I feel like women think that it's hard to be, like, to be in our society. Oh, never mind.
No, yeah. Bitches are just...
See? Every time they got to explain some shit, they just, nah, forget it. Just, nah, never mind. I don't, because they can't do it. I'm not even making fun of them. It's just not in most of them to think about things on a deeper level. They never had to. I'm cute. I don't got to think. I don't got to use logic and reason. People want to fuck me. And she right. She don't. But it's probably something, it's probably a good characteristic to develop for when you don't look like that no more.